Unredacted, guided tour through the delicate and often overwhelming balancing act between food indulgences and social acceptance. And now, as always, here are your hosts, Rod Budget and Hugh Gallen.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. I'm Rod Budget.
I'm Hugh Gallen.
So tonight we want to update our listeners on the Lay's Do Us a Flavor 2015 finalists. I'm proud to say that tonight we have both tried all four finalist flavors. And maybe our predictions will change over time, but this is, as of today, what we think. So let's start with the tastiest to least tastiest. And just to recap the flavors, we have Southern Biscuits and Gravy, Greek Town Giro Gyro Hero, West Coast Truffle Fries, and New York Reuben. I found the tastiest flavor to be Southern Biscuits and Gravy, followed by the New York Reuben, the West Coast Truffle Fries, and then the Greek Town Gyro Giro. Hugh, what do you think?
We're somewhat on the same page, but not actually. I don't think we have anything exactly the same.
But we're not at all.
I found the tastiest to be the Truffle Fries, followed by Biscuits and Gravy, then the Gyro, then the Reuben.
Okay, so Reuben our one made and two and three and fours were flipped, but...
Reuben made a pretty good showing in yours. Second
place? They were second. Yeah, second.
Explain that one to me first. That's the one that surprises me the most.
I had high hopes for the truffle fries, and they, to me, were disappointing and fell a little flat. Gyro, I just found really offensive and disgusting. I don't like them in real life. I don't like the yogurt flavor. The Reuben, I don't know. I was intrigued by the rye taste, and I like kind of the taste of rye, and I got a decent amount of cheese, but the overall thesis is I didn't like the flavors that much, except for biscuits and gravy. Gyro was the last, and the other two were kind of not great.
Yeah, I read a lot on the web that people found the gyro pretty offensive, and I think I agree. I was excited when the flavors were announced, and then as I tried them, I was less excited. Let's go next to the truest of flavor, because I'm interested to hear what you say. And then my truest of flavor commentary really reflects on the tastiest.
Yeah, in contrast to you, I don't think my truest of flavor really was influenced by the tastiest. I was literally what I felt tasted most like the food, regardless of if I liked it or not. So to that point, my truest of flavor was the Greek Town Gyro. I feel like that yogurt shined through. It tasted gross. I don't like them in real life, so I felt like they did a good job of making a gross gyro. Second was the New York Reuben. As I mentioned, that rye really shined through, which I was impressed with. Admittedly, the meat got a little bit lost, but I feel like the cheese and the rye, and there was something else going on, maybe the kraut. I feel like they did a good job. Third truest was the biscuits and gravy. Like you mentioned in your hypothesis, and I may have even mentioned it after you ate it, it's a lot of salt and pepper taste to it. And fourth, the West Coast truffle fries. It may have been because my expectations were high for them. They just didn't do it for me.
I have almost the same list, except I have Reuben as the truest of flavor with gyro second. And I would say those were very, very close to me. Those two, by a pretty large demarcation, both hit the flavor very close. Like you said before, the rye with the Reuben. There was a pickle in the Reuben that I thought spoke very true to a Reuben, or the kraut, that pickled flavor. And then the gyro, yes, that sauce, that cucumber sauce was right there. Travel a little further down the line, and you get biscuits and gravy, which tasted of biscuits and gravy, but not exactly like biscuits and gravy. And then travel quite a bit further to truffle fries, which I'm not sure truffle fries have such a distinct flavor that I can attach to in the first place. But either way, these tasted potato chips. Reasonably good potato chips. So for those of you taking notes, and I'm sure you all are, you would have noticed that my tastiest list is an inverse of my truest of flavor list, which is to say the theory that I have established, and there might be variations based on preference, is that the closer the chip is to its namesake flavor, the less tasty it is, because it's unsettling to us.
Right. It's not supposed to be a chip.
It's a chip that tastes just like a Reuben or tastes just like a gyro. Even if you like one of those things, it's spooky to us. It's the uncanny valley. The closer it gets to this thing that isn't this thing, it's unsettling. That's not even talking yet about whether you in fact like a Reuben or in fact like a gyro. I talked last time, and I'll just rehash it briefly, which is to say our favorite potato chip flavors, that are not gimmicks, sour cream and onion, barbecue, those don't actually taste like sour cream, onion, or barbecue. And if you put those exact tastes on a chip, it's going to taste kind of yucky. And the same is true of a Reuben or a gyro. Now, like you don't like gyros, I don't really like a Reuben. I don't like the rye. The fact that they hit it dead on takes me right out of the game. But then a gyro, I like a gyro. But when I eat this gyro chip, I say, oh, that tastes like a gyro, but it doesn't feel like a gyro. It doesn't smell like a gyro. It's not warm like a gyro. So I'm out. Biscuits and gravy taste less like biscuits and gravy, therefore taste more appealing. And the truffle fries don't taste anything like truffle fries, so I thought they were fairly tasty.
It's a good theory. I never thought of it that way, but it makes a lot of sense. So let's run down quickly our predicted order of finish. So going from last to first, I predict the last place finisher will be, not surprisingly, the Greek town gyro. Third place, I have the New York Reuben. Second place, I have Southern biscuits and gravy. And despite my disappointment in the West Coast truffle fries, I think it's going to win. And I have a couple of theories. I struggled with the truffle fries versus biscuits and gravy. I kind of thought the Reuben and gyro are the dark horses. But here's my thinking with the Southern biscuits and gravy. I think it's the most accessible flavor. I think it's not super offensive. I think you have too many people who are very passionate about biscuits and gravy. Southerners love their biscuits and gravy. They're going to taste these chips and say, that doesn't taste like biscuits and gravy. That doesn't taste like biscuits and gravy. And they're not going to vote for it. They're going to be turned off by it. Even if they might like the flavor of the chip, there's going to be a backlash. And I do think they kind of taste like biscuits and gravy personally. But I think you're going to have this passionate crowd that's turned off by it. And then the other thing going for West Coast truffle fries is it's going to carry the state of California easily, the most populous state in the union. So from a practical standpoint, I think it has that in its corner.
I have essentially the same list as you, with biscuits and gravy in the next to last and with truffle fries taking it all. But for kind of a different reason than you. I keep saying that the truffle fries were the tastiest and they were the most accessible flavor. They didn't creep me out as much as the other ones did. The reason I think it's the top pick is the same reason I've made my picks in other years, because I think it's the most pedestrian of them, and I don't think the public ultimately votes for a crazy flavor. Now, I was very surprised last year when Wasabi Ginger won, and maybe I should learn from that, but I'm sticking with what I think is the most accessible flavor without shocking the conscience, and I'm going with truffle fries on that. I almost want to go on biscuits and gravy with that because I think the taste is very accessible. And for what it's worth, I actually hope biscuits and gravy wins because I have always been an advocate of choosing a flavor that actually offers something new to us. Now, truffle fries, they're basically sour cream and onion or ranch or any other flavor we've all already had. Whereas biscuits and gravy added a creamy flavor to a chip in a way we've not had it before. It's just unique enough, but also accessible. And that's why it should win, but I don't think it will. I think America's going to go for truffle fries because it's expected, and I think for a lot of the reasons you mentioned, Rod.
Yeah. Just to add on to that, a couple of thoughts about the biscuits and gravy and truffle fries, since we kind of agree those are the top two at this point in the game. The biscuits and gravy, as you mentioned, there is a creamy flavor to it, which is somewhat unsettling, but it tastes good. The problem I had with biscuits and gravy, although I thought it was the tastiest, and I'm interested to see if you had the same problem, after about three or four of them, the flavor just got lost. Like, I couldn't really taste it anymore. The first one's very flavorful, and it's like, whoa, that's biscuits and gravy. But after four or five, it's just kind of like, it tastes like a chip.
Well, I think that's the line all these walk. So I think truffle fries suffers from the same thing. After you eat them for a while, they do just start tasting like chips. And on one hand, I want to criticize them for that. But then when I look at the gyro and the Reuben, they didn't ever start tasting like chips.
True.
They kept tasting like a Reuben and like a gyro, and that freaked me out. So it's a tough balance the Lay's people have to make, but I think they went too hard on accuracy with gyro and Reuben, abandoning what a chip should taste like. And with truffle fries, they went too close to what a chip's supposed to taste like and abandoned what truffle fries taste like. I think biscuits and gravy hit that middle ground the closest by remaining a chip taste, but constantly reminding me of the biscuits and gravy. So I didn't lose the biscuits and gravy flavor quite as quickly as you did, Rod. But you're right. There is something to that as well.
A couple more thoughts on the truffle fries. It's interesting you brought up they kind of taste like ranch or sour cream and onion. And I agree with that. This is the only flavor that I had an opportunity to offer to some different people, guests over at the house, and get their opinions. And separately, they each said, oh, it tastes like sour cream and onion, which I think is kind of true. I think it tastes like truffles, kind of, but it's very similar to sour cream and onion, which was a little disappointing to me, because I think truffles are more of a mushroomy flavor, a very earthen flavor, and I think these are kind of sour cream and onion-ish. The other thing that disappointed me about the truffle fries was, for whatever reason, the actual texture of the chip was just kind of like cardboard. They're wavies, and you even mentioned in a prior episode that, you know, you can put any flavor on a piece of cardboard and it'll kind of taste good, and that's what pops in my head the first time I tasted it, was the texture was just kind of like cardboardish. I think what it was trying to go for the French fry look and taste and feel on your tongue, if that makes any sense. But it just kind of tasted cardboardish to me.
Well, we'll see if it'll win America. Frito-Lay and potato chips, the Frito-Lay Do Us a Flavor contest, was the topic of our very first episode of this podcast. And we revisited it many times, I think more times than we've revisited any other topic. So this really is our first chance to come full circle with the contest from the beginning.
I want to talk a little bit about Lay's and their Do Us a Flavor contests. These are great quote-unquote marketing ploys. Lay's has kind of exploited the consumers in these taste tests, which I think is a great idea.
Going back a few years to the first time, at least I was aware that they were doing this, the flavors were chicken and waffle, cheesy garlic bread, and sriracha. And I put my vote behind chicken and waffle. Chicken and waffle didn't win. Cheesy garlic bread won. And I'm not surprised.
Of course.
I think that was a travesty, or at least a poorly informed electorate, because I truly, truly believe that chicken and waffles was the best flavor insofar it was unique and different. If we were looking for a new flavor amongst the pantheon of flavors, cheesy garlic bread was not it.
That's a strong point because, yeah, oh, yummy, it tastes good. Yeah, I like this. But that's not what the contest was about. It was about finding a new and unique flavor.
And the people deserve the chip that they got, let me put it that way.
Garlic bread is something that is inherently extremely tasty and people love. Nobody doesn't like garlic bread. But chicken and waffles, it's a little strange to people. Maybe Hugh and myself are just misinformed, but I'd like to think that we're more informed and connoisseurs of the chips. So I think that brings us to the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest number 2.
Wavy mango salsa. After trying it, I can't say that it's a runaway hit. Cheddar bacon mac and cheese. Cheese flavored chip.
I'll just come out and say this one's going to win.
It's going to win. And you know what? It did taste good. Had a solid hint of bacon. But it's not a new taste sensation. The next flavor is kettle cooked wasabi ginger. I don't like wasabi. I don't like ginger. I didn't see it at the store. But I feel quite confident that it wouldn't be my choice.
That brings us to cappuccino. Hugh and myself have an unopened bag each of cappuccino Lays. You can hear them. And I think we should just pierce the skin and let's do this.
All right.
Strong, strong cappuccino in the smell. Smells sweeter than I thought, which is promising.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an accurate flavor. There's definitely a sweetness to it. Right. I taste the cinnamon. I taste perhaps brown sugar. It's not bad.
They're potato chips, and they tend to be generally delicious.
I placed my official vote for the Lay's Do Us a Flavor 2014 vote. Hugh did the same. I was undecided up until this week, and pains me somewhat to say it, but I threw my vote behind the cheddar bacon mac and cheese flavor. They tasted good. And if I'm being honest to myself, our legions of fans, Frito-Lay, and the American public at large, you know, it just had to be cheddar bacon mac for me. I just don't think cappuccino would stand the test of time for me. It was a bit of a fling, whereas I think I want a long-lasting relationship and a potato chip. And although cheddar bacon mac is kind of blasé, I could see myself going back for more.
My initial thinking was much like yours. I just leaned in the other direction. What sold it for me on the cappuccino was mostly that it is a unique flavor, and less of the fact that it was really delicious.
The Lay's Duos of Flavor winner was revealed earlier this afternoon. Wasabi Ginger is the winning flavor for 2014. So neither of our flavors as professional podcasting food people won. I just can't reconcile it. I boldly proclaimed that Bacon Cheddar Mac would be the winner, but I was kind of callously saying the American public's going to just vote for whatever they think tastes best, and everybody loves bacon and mac and cheese, so it's going to win. So my first thought was America has done a 360 on us and is going with the most shocking flavor. But then the more I read about it, cappuccino is also a shocking flavor, and cappuccino was just absolutely lambasted by not only the general kind of widespread public and press, but by our friendly food bloggers out there who we know and the other podcasts. It seems that no one liked cappuccino. Hugh was very, very, very bullish on it, and I enjoyed it. I crunched it quite a bit on the podcast, and it was just absolutely torn apart.
I mean, look, I don't want to do sour grapes here, because I did not expect cappuccino to win, and I had heard anecdotally kind of the cappuccino backlash, but I didn't expect it to become such the black sheep that it did. And I certainly didn't expect Wasabi Ginger to win. I associate wasabi and ginger flavors with sushi.
As do I. As I think everybody does. I don't have the answers here. I'm still kind of in a fog.
What might have helped the flavor was the chip style. It was a kettle-cooked style chip. It was the only kettle-cooked of the group.
It seems like if you're going to have a contest like this, you should have consistency in the chip texture, but... Tonight we're going to start off with Hugh. He's had a little time to think more about the Lay's Duos of Flavor results, and I think he has some insight. So take it away, Hugh.
I had a small epiphany earlier this week. Cappuccino, which was my vote, didn't win, and a flavor like cappuccino doesn't exist to win. It exists to get publicity. Throughout the entire Lay's Duos of Flavor contest, when you read about it or saw anything about it, what flavor was talked about most often?
Yeah, I think it's probably cappuccino, and I think it was talked about in a negative light, which we kind of touched on. So it was probably thrown in there as the craziest flavor.
Cappuccino was never put forward as an actual flavor people would like or enjoy, as an actual contender for the next flavor. It was put forth as a headline grabber, and I think it served its purpose in that. So I found myself somewhat vindicated in my thinking, because I have to think that cappuccino, as they say, the only bad publicity is no publicity. So the fact that Lay's was in the headlines with their cappuccino flavor and people were able to talk about how gross it was or how interesting it was or whatever, that was the win for Lay's.
Here is Chief Snacking Officer, potato chip expert, and all-around good guy, Jeremy Selwyn of Taquitos.net.
Called Do Us a Flavor that I know you guys have talked about. The flavors last year were wasabi and ginger, bacon mac and cheese, and then the mango salsa. But you get the most extreme responses to the cappuccino one.
Yeah.
Some people will say that I love coffee. That is the worst thing I've ever eaten. I tried all four, and I said, this is the best one, the wasabi ginger, and I said, this is the one that's going to win, and it did.
Wow.
Now, the previous year I actually picked it wrong, so I'm not, saying I'm infallible, but it's kind of two different things of which one is best, in my opinion, and which one do I think will win.
And we took bacon, mac, and cheese to be a heavy favorite, and then we were shocked when wasabi won. So what made you pick wasabi out as the runaway on that one? What made you so sure?
Well, I just thought it was well done. I happen to like wasabi. I didn't think it was excellent. I thought it was good. I think they should have put more wasabi in it, but I still think it was well done. It got you the ginger, it got the wasabi. It was certainly to have a mainstream chip with wasabi flavor from a mainstream company is unusual, and they did it well. It tasted good. There have been other previous flavor contests where there'd be a flavor that ostensibly I like that flavor, but I just didn't think they pulled it off. In this case, I think they did.
I didn't think wasabi would play in middle America. I thought it was just a coastal thing, like people who like sushi and stuff.
Certainly a risky choice for them to put that out there, but you guys are saying you thought that the bacon mac and cheese was going to win. Well, the whole point of the voting was to say, okay, we're going to keep one of these. And they announced the winner, and then there was many months of none of those available. They actually brought back both the bacon mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the wasabi. In fact, I believe I saw the bacon mac and cheese before the wasabi ever returned.
I've definitely seen it more, which kind of speaks to what the real winner might have been.
It's kind of like they broke their own rules. They said, yeah, we're only going to bring back one. What I heard anecdotally, that people saw lots of the cappuccino ones sitting on store shelves, like they weren't selling. It's possible what they did was they took the vote and said, okay, well, the vote said this, but they might have also looked at their sales data. We sold a lot of the bacon, mac, and cheese. Let's keep that one, too.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Hugh Gallen is the biggest cappuccino champion out there.
Cappuccino was the runaway success, because that's all anyone wanted to talk about.
I guess, except they're getting publicity for something that they're not actually selling.
Yeah.
My first exposure to this Do Us a Flavor was in England, and they had a Cajun squirrel flavor. The British really kind of outdo us. The Cajun squirrel wasn't even that bad. I don't know what squirrel tastes like, but it didn't taste bad.
Exciting news coming out this week in that the Lay's Do Us a Flavor 2015 contest is open. This is something that we kind of got in the tail end of the 2014 contest when the podcast started, and now we're able to give our own flavors. I think it's wise to start with the rules and criteria, the judging strategies.
I don't recall this Taste of America theme existing for the prior contest. I think this is a new component. Your submissions include a flavor name, 200 character description of the inspiration, the city and state of inspiration, the chip style. And I think those things might be more important than the flavor itself. As we said, we want to make our own submissions.
You and Rod's 2015 Lay's Do Us a Flavor Ideas.
Flavor submission number one.
Deep fried salted caramel bacon. I tried to hit every buzzword I could for delicious sounding, trendy things. Thick cut bacon dipped in golden salty caramel, all deep fried in thick and crunchy batter. Lasso up your bag today.
Rod, flavor submission number one.
Frito chili pie. And I think this is good for Taste of America. It's a regional thing. It's southern. It's Texas. The thing that concerns me most is it's confusing. I don't mean use actual Fritos as the chip, obviously. I want chips that are flavored like Fritos, like corn chips, along, of course, with chili and cheddar cheese. And I think this is going to be a kettle chip setting.
Use flavor number two.
I call it toasted sourdough roast beef sandwich. San Francisco knows sourdough. Denver knows beef. Put them together, add a cup of au jus, and you've got a hearty American classic dripping with flavor. Face it, ever since you were a kid, you've gotten a thrill from putting a few potato chips inside your sandwich. Well now, how about putting your sandwich inside of a chip?
Rod's flavor number two.
Glazed donut. I think it would be delicious. Everyone loves donuts. I'm not going to overthink this one. I think this would go with an original style chip. I don't think the kettle kind of crunch would go well with the glazed donut flavor.
Flavor submission number three.
Sausage jambalaya. No need to fire up the stove. Fire up the jazz band instead and crunch into New Orleans' favorite dish. Hearty sausage jambalaya with just the right amount of spice will bring you back home to the bayou.
I'm sold on all of these after hearing the copy.
Rod, flavor selection number three.
Barbecue chicken pizza.
The marketing person will say, oh yeah, we can sell that. Barbecue,
right?
Chicken, pizza. Those are all things people like. Yes. So the marketing person's gonna score you high.
You, flavor number four.
Baked beans and hot dogs. It's just not a picnic without baked beans. And picnickers across America hail Boston for introducing us to its classic sweet and tender baked beans. How about some sliced and snappy New York hot dog? Two great cities, two great flavors. Even greater together in a potato chip.
Yes.
Rod, flavor number four.
It's jalapeno cheddar cornbread. And it seems like every year one of the finalists has a little bit of a spice to it or a bite. I think that's a popular thing with the judges, apparently.
You've gone back to corn in a potato chip again.
Flavor number five.
Vanilla cherry snowball or vanilla cherry slushy. I went with snowball because it's a Maryland specialty to call basically shaved ice a snowball.
It's essentially a beverage, even though it's frozen. I like that there's fruit flavoring, which is, again, a very unique flavor we haven't seen yet. And I think, yes, you should go with Snowball. It seems like they're putting a lot of emphasis behind the regional kind of aspect. And if you can tell that story in your copy, which I'm sure you can expertly from what I've heard, it'll bring a tear to my eye once I hear it.
Maryland has taken everyone's favorite summer treat, shaved ice, and made it their own, the Snowball. Put it on a chip, and you've got a sweet favorite anytime you want. And it won't melt if you leave it sitting, although these chips won't sit for long. Plus, they turn your tongue bright red.
All right, my piece of advice on the copy is to end on the melting, but they won't sit around for long.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's gold.
Okay.
That's gold.
I'm not counting on just winning this. I'm counting on Frito-Lay hiring me full-time, moving me into whatever town their main headquarters is, and I'm becoming their marketing and flavoring vice president after this. That's where my mind's at with this.
Rod, flavor number 5.
Tuna tartare. Hugh is not feeling it. I'm not surprised. Are you a fan of tuna tartare?
The good thing about tuna tartare is that, and it's such a weird thing people say about fish, but I buy it. It's not too fishy, especially
exactly.
At the tartare
exactly.
Stage.
You get a subtle tuna flavor, but it's a nice flavor. And then I believe there's vinegar and olive oil and perhaps tomato and even onion in some of it. So it's a complex flavor that's just kind of based in tuna. So I'm kind of banking on it being a shock flavor, but the taste is going to be complex and yummy.
So Frito-Lay has some text filters for when you're entering your submissions. And one of my flavors was a Maryland-style snowball. I had trouble submitting the word snowball. It kept stalling, and I get this error message with a 1-800 number at Frito-Lay. And I wasn't sure what the problem was, but I decided I'd go ahead and give a call to this number. And I hit some buttons to get to through the menu, and I finally got to Alexis in the promotions department at Frito-Lay. And she said, oh, yeah, the text filters probably have a problem with the word ball.
My main question that I was trying to figure out all week is, what's the tiebreaker if everyone is submitting the same flavors multiple times? And I finally found the answer, I think, from a Business Insider article from last year. And it's a quote from a Frito-Lay's marketing person. It said, while there were obviously multiple entries for the same flavor, the winner was based on the explanation for the inspiration behind the flavor. I'm not sure if they're looking for marketing copy. It might be more of a homespun, emotional. I think that's very important, obviously. I might just be cheesy and make stuff up and say, hey, this is what my grandmother used to make on snowy winter mornings.
I don't think my slick New York marketing copy is going to meet their needs.
I think your copy is more likely to achieve your dream of getting hired and recognized by Frito-Lay themselves.
I've played out that fantasy several times in the last week. I mean, I am foolish enough to think I think I got a shot. I don't know why.
No, I think it takes extreme confidence. I think I have a shot, too. I think it'll be amazing when we both end up as finalists. We did not win. Shocking.
I can't believe it.
The Lay's Do Us a Flavor 2015 finalists were announced this afternoon. So some initial thought. They struck me as pretty safe and at the same time intriguing chip flavors, if that makes sense. None of these were like super outlandish, but then when I started thinking about them as potato chip flavors, as we said in episode 20, I told you they were looking for these homespun tales, Taste of America. That's what they went with for the most part. And let's talk about the four finalists briefly. Southern Biscuits and Gravy, I thought, was not super original. I think it's an audacious flavor experiment. I like biscuits and gravy, so I don't know.
I imagine it's going to taste like salt and pepper flavored chips.
I'm interested in seeing how they get the biscuit flavor to translate. Next up is the Greek Town Gyro. Of all the flavors, this is the one I kind of think is weird or gross, and maybe that's what they're going for.
Yeah, listen, America's a melting pot. As far as fitting the theme of Taste of America, it's Greek. I'm not judging it. It isn't really the Taste of America as I would have expected it.
Next up is the New York Reuben, and it sounds maybe the most delicious, potentially, to me.
Of the many foods that New York can lay claim to, I don't think a New York Reuben is top of the list.
Yeah, I guess that's my only problem with this one, is I feel like you could put New York in front of pretty much any food.
I think capturing the flavor in a chip in any real way is actually going to be pretty hard.
I think as Duos of Flavor goes on, it's going to get more and more difficult because, I mean, these food scientists and flavor doctors are amazing, but after a while, everything just kind of is going to taste very similar. And last but not least, the West Coast truffle fries. I googled West Coast truffle fries to see if it was a thing. It doesn't seem to be. It sounds a little bit foodie, which relates to the West Coast. They sound delicious, though. And tonight we're going to start with Hugh giving us some first impressions on the Lay's Duos of Flavor finalists from 2015.
It is surprising and a little spooky at how good they're getting at mimicking the flavor on a chip. A Reuben is arguably a fairly complicated blend of flavors, and they've done it. I mean, I would have to say when I bite into the Reuben chip, the first thing I taste is rye bread, then I taste something kind of salty, and then I taste pickle, and I think that's what you'd get out of a Reuben. I'm not sure I would guess it from nothing, but knowing that it's a Reuben, it's unquestionable the flavors you're getting. I'll say the same thing about the Greektown gyro. You get, there's a cucumber sauce that always comes on a gyro. It's unmistakable. Biscuits and gravy. As I predicted last episode, it tastes very much like a salt and pepper chip, but to my surprise, there is an unmistakable taste of biscuit in there. Smell, a whiff of biscuit.
Pleasant waft of biscuit.
It's so on point, it's almost unsettling.
Wow. Yeah, I think we both have to eat a little bit of crow on this one, because I think I made the statement that as the contest goes on, it's going to get harder to have distinct flavors, and everything's going to kind of start somewhat tasting the same, but it sounds like they've done an amazing job. Will any of these ever break through and become kind of a mainstream chip, a la sour cream and onion, or even, you know, a cheddar flavor? Or are these destined to be kind of gimmicks that get popular for 3 or 4 months and then kind of fade away?
I think because they're so precise on the flavor they're reaching, that they are destined to be a part-time gimmick. Compare that to some of the other flavors they've done in the past. Sriracha is a more general flavor. Even chicken and waffles, which I was a big fan of, it tasted as much as chicken and waffles as anything. The point was, is it was salty and sweet in the same. It's the vagueness of flavor is what made it seem like it could start to become a mainstream flavor. This is so particular in its flavor that, again, you're going to alienate anyone who doesn't like that actual thing. I don't know, for comparison's sake, I can't say I've ever, like, had sour cream and onion. Have you ever had an onion and dipped it in sour cream and eaten it? I think few of us have, but we all like sour cream and onion chips.
Maybe we should. Hungry Dads. Visit our website at hungrydads.com. Follow us on Twitter at hungry_dads. This has been a Hungry Dads production. I'm proud to say tonight that that doesn't taste like biscuits and gravy.
It's spooky to us.
Somewhat unsettling.
A little intense.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out.
And I agree with that.
I just think the truffle fly... I keep thinking truffle flies. I keep thinking...
That doesn't taste like biscuits and gravy.